Thursday, the 27th, case file for patient 9268. New admittance today, initial notes and facts. Okay. Met with patient 8:30 a.m. for initial appointment at referral from his general practitioner at the request of family, in particular his stepmother, for noted shift in mood and increased level of anxiety. General practitioner corroborates such claim that patient is in general more concerned and distracted of late. Fears that signs of clinical depression are emerging. Recommended I begin cognitive behavioral therapy treatment after initial evaluation. General practitioner has been patient's doctor since age 12. Okay, keep recording. You're a doctor. You're a doctor. You could do this. Patient is a young male, 18 years of age, in excellent physical health. Excellent student with high marks and quiet, but not barren social life. No previous record of mental health issues, anger, depression, or any other emotional maldevelopments. Hence the concern by the family and medical professional. He's an only child, splitting time between mother's home and home populated by father and stepmother. Patient arrived promptly, introduced himself politely, if a bit shyly, pleasant in establishing conversation, respectful, and appears to be socially well-adjusted. At the outset, patient was reticent to engage on the topic of why he was more distressed than normal. Patient was evasive, but not confrontational. After repeated assurances from myself that he was in a safe space and protected, patient began slowly opening up. Began speaking of home life and school, answering questions about classes, joking successfully about current situation as a student on the verge of leaving home. Easily engaged when prodded. Adorable is what he was. Little cutie. With more prodding from myself to engage in the nature of the problem, patient revealed that the problem was one of a social and sexual nature. Okay. Keep going. Oh my goodness. Patient entered a heightened state of nervousness, stating that he didn't want to get anyone in trouble. Concerned, I assured him that his best interests were in mind and his mental health was paramount. He relaxed when I reminded him of the nature of the office as a safe space. Patient took a deep breath and relented, then relayed that the basis of his distress were actions for which he felt guilt and some degree of shame. Patient reveals that the nature of his stress was sexual frustration, exasperated by a perceived abnormality in physiology. According to patient, he matured early and rapidly, and that led to the significant development of genitalia in both size and sensitivity. Big dick. Yeah, the kid said he had a really, really big dick. But I can't say that. Patient was subject of undue attention due to this development in locker room settings. And by the patient's account, afterwards spread, though he was considered lucky by those around him, he has since been generally avoided by members of the opposite sex, caused by trepidation to engage with one so physically mature. Patient indicated that while he has become sexually active, his first encounter was exceedingly brief due to the wishes of his partner, which he sought to immediately respect. She declared him too large, and while vaginal penetration did occur, it was not in full and release was not achieved. It was at this point that the patient indicated that he was aware that such claims could be considered false and braggadocious, and reiterated that he was conveying fact for the purposes of therapy. In kind, I established that I had no reason to believe at this point that he wasn't being honest, and I thanked him for his candor. I urged him to continue with similar candor for the remainder of the session. As he continued, he indicated that he felt no anger or malice towards his first partner for stopping, as others he had been with had been too intimidated to even entertain continuing. When I asked for clinical purposes the approximate size these girls considered to be too big, patient answered 11 inches. Jesus Christ. And all that while, I sat there trying not to lick my lips or squirm in my seat at the thought of an adorable boy like that sitting across from me with almost a whole foot of cock in his pants. Just, oh God, a boy with potentially the biggest dick I've ever seen. Fuck, this is so wrong. This is so unprofessional. Okay, I gotta pull it together. Just get through this. Just get it all recorded and yeah, okay. Collapse of that relationship and lack of partners has caused the patient's sexual appetite to kick into overdrive. Patient said that his libido was already abnormally high, dominating his thoughts from the moment he woke up to when he fell asleep. Potential hormonal reason was posited and stated to be under investigation by general practitioner. When asked again for clinical purposes, if he was engaging in self-care, patient answered in the affirmative and stated that to combat stress and severe lust, he had taken to masturbating a minimum of 3 times daily and upwards to 7 times a day. Fuck. Just the thought of that poor kid sitting there stroking 11 inches of cock, coming on himself over and over again. Fuck. Oh, this is bad. Oh. This constant state of arousal for the patient has made social interactions extremely trying, as any hint of physical attractiveness exhibited by a member of the opposite sex causes the patient's penis to harden instantly. Fuck. Oh, that's so hot. Oh, shit, I'm getting wet. Oh, fuck, I'm getting fucking wet. And the length and the thickness of said erection makes it very hard for the patient to conceal. Therefore, social interactions are managed to the utmost. The constant state of sexual arousal also led to the main reason for the patient's current states of mental anguish. Again, at first, patient was hesitant to engage in the story for fear of exposing another party to harm. But after repeated assurances, he revealed the source of his distress. Just get through this, and you can finish after. It's oh fuck. Oh god. No, I have to. Oh fuck, I have to. Oh god, I absolutely fucking have to. Oh god, I'm so wet. Oh. Okay, just finish this. Oh god. Patient was engaged in some social gathering at the house of a friend of his mother's. A woman approximately his mother's age, whom he has known since childhood. Patient affirmed that previous to the inciting incident, he and the woman had a warm reciprocal relationship with no issues. He then established that the woman was extremely attractive. His first real crush. And due to his significant attraction and condition, this put a great strain on him being around her. All was fine until left alone to help her with carrying something inside of her home one day. While bending over, the woman accidentally exposed a significant amount of cleavage, which immediately caught the patient's undivided attention, leading the patient to achieve an erection that was, in his words, undeniable. The woman in question looked up to see him staring at her breasts with an obvious erection. And according to the patient, her jaw dropped. After awkward apologies and a few excruciating moments, the patient and the woman parted company, and the patient went home, he said, to sit in his room and die. The next day, however, the patient received a text directly from the woman asking him to come to her home that morning. Nervous, he went over, expecting to be reprimanded for his erection the day before. But upon his arrival, he was greeted at the front door by the woman, who was wearing an open robe and the smallest bikini the patient had ever seen. He was invited inside, where his mother's best friend welcomed him with a long hug and a lingering kiss on the lips. She said she thought they could spend the day together and relax by the pool, just the two of them. And upon remarking that he would like that, and she kissed him again, a little longer this time, and then held him close. There was no hiding his now very prominent erection. But according to the patient's, his mother's best friend pressed herself into it and moaned audibly. She remarked that she should have noticed what a strong young man he had grown into, and that she should have been more careful about what she wore around him. What a low-cut top like the one she was wearing yesterday
might do to a boy like him when she was unable to help him out. The patient asked what she meant by help, and the mother's best friend apparently smiled and said, "The result of me bending over your cock. It was so fast, so big. I was impressed. So impressed that I panicked and walked away. So today I thought I'd make it up to you." And then she drew the patient in close and added that since she had provoked such a notable reaction from him, since she'd gotten him that hard, that it was her job to take care of it. Her job to make him feel really, really good. She asked if he was okay with that, and when the patient nodded yes, he was rewarded with a deeper kiss, and then the following sentence. His mother's best friend said, "Good, because we've got the house all to ourselves today. And deep down, I've always wondered what you look like when you come." The patient and his mother's best friend had sex 5 different times that day. The patient described it as rough, animalistic sex, in which it was clear that the two wanted desperately to make each other achieve orgasm over chairs, on couches, bent over tables, in her bed, outside next to the pool, interrupted only intermittently by swimming and occasionally a drink of water before they return to very hard, very loud sex. Every position, every room in the house, every filthy word and guttural sound was used as they did in fact orgasm repeatedly. The patient commented on how his mother's best friend was ravenous, admitting that she had masturbated immediately after seeing his erection the day before. Being unsatisfied in her married sex life and the sight of such a large cock on such an adorable boy was simply too much to resist. She's right. Oh, fuck. She's right. patient commented that the older woman was eager to take all 11 inches of him. Oh, and continuously urged him to ejaculate on her face. Apparently a fantasy she's had for quite some time. The patient described the day as blissful, but he experienced a startling come down in the aftermath. He realized he had slept with someone he considered as close as family, who was also very much married. Upon seeing her later, when she visited his mother's home to drop something off for his mother, the patient began to communicate these concerns with his mother's best friend. She soothed those fears by performing vigorous oral sex on the patient in his room while his mother napped on the couch. After bringing him to the edge with her mouth, she had the patient fornicate with her in the doggy style position until at that point he ejaculated inside of her. The two are now in an ongoing sexual affair in which the woman claims to have completely stopped sexual congress with her husband and devotes all of her sexual energy to the patient. Fuck. Oh God, how much cum does this boy have? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm so wet. Oh, God, yes. God, thinking about how... Oh. Thinking about... how full his balls must be all the time. Oh, gosh. Oh, fuck. Fuck, it would be so easy. It would be so fucking easy to get him in here. Oh, to invite him over. And just close the door. Fuck. Oh no. Patient stresses that his guilt has melted with concern since the encounter with his mother's best friend, which he fears is morally wrong. His sexual appetite has not been abated, but has increased significantly, now requiring release for... Oh, goddamn. Four to five times a day, at the very least. Either with the mother's best friend or manually. He comments that he never seems to be fully satiated, that there is always more in him. bottles just... Oh, they must just never stop filling up. He just... Oh, yes. God, yes, he just can't stop. Oh, he just can't stop stroking and coming. Oh, and fucking and coming. Oh, God, and stroking and coming and fucking and coming. Oh. Oh, oh God. As the session concluded, any doubts as to the truth behind his claims were put aside when the patient, in fact, showed clear signs of physical arousal upon retelling of his experiences. Fuck. Oh, fuck. His bulge was so big. Oh, my God. Oh, God, the outline of his cock through his jeans. Oh, my God, it was so big. Fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna come right here in my office. Yes, I'm gonna come right here. Oh, God, I'm almost done. Just finish. In researching the claims that the patient has made to verify the veracity of such statements, the general practitioner's records, upon further review, confirm that his genitals are indeed sized at 11 inches. Fuck. Fuck, he's so big. Oh, God, he's so big. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, he's so young and he's so fucking big. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Fuck, I need it. I need it. Oh, God, I need it. God, he's so fucking adorable, but so fucking big. Oh, so... Oh, so adorable, so big. Oh, so... So... Oh, so irresistible. I can't resist. Sitting there with his big fucking cock and his... And the supply of cum. Oh, fuck, I want it so badly. God, I want him so bad. Yes. Fuck, I want my patient. I want my little patient so fucking bad. Oh, yes. Fuck, I want it to fuck me. Oh, like the little beast he is. Oh, and cover me and cum. Oh, I want to see him. I want to see him come. Oh, God, I want to see him come. I want to see him come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I want to. Oh, God. I want to see him come. I want to see him come. I want to see him explode. Oh, fucking over me. Yes. Oh, yes. Use that big fucking cock to cover me in his cum. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he uses his big fucking cock to make me cum. Yeah, yeah, oh, 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 fuck, oh, 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 yeah, right here, right here in the office. Yes, oh, I want that fucking cock right here. Oh, oh, right at this desk. Oh, yes, oh, right at this fucking desk. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna fucking come. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, God. fucking insatiable as he is. Oh, God, I want more. I can't stop thinking about fucking bouncing on that huge cock. Oh, God, he'll split me. He'll split me right open. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, oh. God, he'll fill me up. Oh. Oh, fuck. Okay. Okay. Oh, it's so good. Oh, God, I want it. I am recommending that the patient come in for another session immediately.